Now, let's talk a little bit about your grassroots solutions for modern health concerns. Mm-hmm. I was looking through your pamphlet and saw some really good ideas, some good products. How do we protect ourselves from the environment, from pollution, and from modern disease?
Yeah, here's what I'm working on is a way of making health understandable. And to me, health is the natural state. And you have a program of for health already built into every one of your 70 trillion cells. It's called your genetic material. That genetic material is the program for everything physical that goes on in your body. That's why you can build muscle. That's why you can produce fat if you eat a certain way. That's why you have eyeballs and teeth and hair growing in your nose and a brain inside of a head and a head at the one end and toes at the other. And they're not all jumbled up. It's all part of the genetic program. Starts before conception and works until you die. Maintains, repairs, filters, detoxifies, digests, reproduces, you know, does everything. Regulates, metabolizes. Everything that happens in the human body for a whole lifetime is in that program. And that program has two requirements. Number one, don't poison it or the work that it does, because then it can't do its work. And there we're talking mostly about synthetic man-made molecules, pesticides, plastics, pharmaceutical drugs. Those should be a last resort, not a first resort. Food molecules damaged by processing and industrial chemicals. These are molecules that have never been present in nature. The genetic program doesn't recognize them. They interfere with its functions, and that's why they're toxic. So don't poison the program is requirement one. And the second is you got to give it the building blocks. Optimum amounts of the building blocks, there are 14. Water, air, and light are three. And then the other 11 come from foods. Greens, good fats, proteins, and the amino acids they contain, essential nutrients. Minerals, vitamins, then for the digestive system, fiber, digestive enzymes, probiotics, the friendly microorganisms, antioxidants, and phytonutrients, and fuel. Those are the 11 that come from foods. You need them all. You can't just say, well, I take minerals, do I still need vitamins? You need all 14 components. You need them in optimum quantities, and each one of those components has a number of different members. So what I'm trying to do is for each of the components that it's hard to get in the diet today, in the normal diet today, and when you're in a hurry, I'm trying to develop a blend that has the members of each component in it. And so, and then I'm going to lay out how this program works and where the natural sources are, and a person should be able to look at it and say, well, I'm getting this component and that component and that component, but I'm a little weak on this one, this one, and this one, and so maybe I'll supplement those. And then for people who are on the run or on the road, it's really hard to find good food and eat properly, then they're portable and convenient, and you can take them along wherever you're going. And why that? Because for 4.5 billion years, primary health care and primary medicine has always been food, water, air, and light. That's how nature made creatures, and they worked. And primary health care is not what is done in medicine. What they do is disease management, symptom suppression, crisis intervention, life support systems. I'm not against those, but those are emergency medicine. And most of our health problems are not emergency problems. They're nutrition and lifestyle based, and they're fixed best by nutrition and lifestyle changes. And why the drugs haven't made cardiovascular disease, cancer, and diabetes go away is because in most cases they're the wrong approach. Nutrition and lifestyle changes are the right approach to prevent and reverse those problems.